Northwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com, and be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started.
Well, if you're a fan of reality TV shows like I am, I'm a huge fan. I follow everything because I love it. And the other night I was watching America's Got Talent, another show that I absolutely am a huge fan of. And there came out an act, a talent that blew everybody away. I mean, standing ovation, four yeses, on to the next round, and I immediately went after trying to find Emily West and bring her to you so that we could get to know her better and we can follow her through her journey, not only with America's Got Talent, but America's Got Talent and beyond. And I did find her. She's very nice, agreed to come on today. So thank you, Emily, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lori, for having me.
It was really an amazing audition. Did you feel as good about it as all of us were thinking it was going for you?
Oh, I'm always a little bit nervous when I get on stage and then having, you know, it be live TV and, you know, your first and only impression. I was extra nervous, but, you know, I was confident and I had a good partner, Jesse Hall, that was, you know, helping me through it. And I just... it was a dream to be on that stage. It was great. I had this inner confidence. I think it was the Holy Spirit or something, because I was nervous.
Well, that confidence really came through, and it really showed that you knew what you were doing up there, and your voice, you know, you looked the part. So going in, we thought, well, it looks like she can sing, but you never know with America's Got Talent. You know, sometimes they bring out people who don't look like they can sing, and then they blow you away, and they bring out people who look like they can sing, and then they can't. But you had the whole package, and even, I mean, Howard is really hard to impress, and he never stands hardly for anyone, and he gave you a standing mm-hmm. ovation.
Well, I mean, that was just that was pretty amazing to me, too. I'm a big fan of Howard, and I always have been, and, you know, everyone, you know, that's a judge on that show, I've been a fan of. So just to be in front of them was really great, and it was a surreal moment. I mean, I've been in, you know, I've got my a little peek at success with country and singing, you know, country music, but, you know, sometimes I'd sing at festivals, and there was maybe three people in the audience, and so I'd always envisioned having a full theater of people, and it was always a theater. I've always wanted to do like a one-woman show thing, and I didn't have to close my eyes because I was already there on stage, and that was my little moment to shine, and I was really, really thankful to have that moment.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because you are originally from Iowa, and then you went to Nashville, and you mm-hmm. took your turn there and had some success in Nashville, but now you're in New York City, so you're kind of coming full circle. Is New York City a better fit for you, or are you still kind of leaning towards Nashville?
You know, I don't know. I really think that I fit in Nashville. I fit in New York. It's been a dream of mine to move to New York, and I think that when you dream of it all the time, you just need to go for it. And I was kind of getting at the stage of my life where I'm like, I am going to be bitter if I don't make this happen. So I was offered to sing for the 50th anniversary Beatles show. And I just packed my 3-day bag, became like a never turning back bag. And I never went back. I never got on the plane. You know, I was in New York and I just never got back on the plane. And uh-huh. it was the best decision I've ever made. And I just started saying yes to the world again, you know, because I kind of got in a place in Nashville where I was just kind of afraid and not really knowing where I wanted to go. So in New York, you got to make decisions quick, otherwise you're going to get mulled over.
mm-hmm.
So I just,
mm-hmm.
I kind of became a different person here in New York. And I just started agreeing with the universe a little bit more, you know, and just kind of saying yes to it and became a kid again.
Well, it's a different energy in New York for sure. And obviously you needed that new energy, and you've really been able to take that energy and really turn it into something.
Yes, which I'm very grateful for, you know, because I haven't been giving up on the dream. And, you know, there's something that still is keeping me going, whether it's, you know, just people encouraging me, which I know is a big sign, but also there's something bigger than all of us that's, you know, keeping me here. It's not social media. It's definitely something bigger, you know, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity.
Well, what led you to America's Got Talent?
Well, they were actually doing, the producers were kind of searching around, and I was actually found via YouTube, and they kind of went after me, like a boy does a girl, and chased me down and had me audition. So that's how I found out about it.
Were you reluctant at all to try out, or were you pretty open to that opportunity?
You know, I've been in the music industry for a long time, and of course, I was reluctant because you're definitely putting yourself out there in front of the world, and then even if you don't make it and you mess up, they can put that on YouTube, and then you're just the girl that messes up. So you literally can't mess up. And I was not worried about that, but I just was worried about what my friends back at home would think. You know, am I selling out? Am I, you know, because reality shows can be tacky sometimes. You know, honestly, that's what I sometimes feel about reality TV shows. If you're not, you know, careful, you can put yourself in a bad light. But I'm a big fan of this show. I think that this show is hilarious and funny, and it's the thing that I've been wanting for so long, is to be a part of this vaudeville kind of circus. You know, as I talk about it in bars in Nashville, saying, yeah, I want to do my one-woman show thing, and thinking about it, I'm actually getting to live it by saying yes to something like this. So I was a little bit reluctant, but at the same time, living in New York has taught me to just say yes to opportunities. You know, you can't hide from, there's really nothing to work on. It wasn't like I was making a record or anything. I was needing the help. I was needing the boost. I wanted to sing again. So I got up there on stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give everyone, I have a little audio clip of the reaction after you sang that. Now, you sang Sea of Love, and you had your accompanist, you just talked about your friend. We'll talk about that on the back side of that. But we'll let everyone listen to the reaction after you sang Sea of Love. And this is a reaction from the judges on America's Got Talent to Emily West.
You're an original. Your voice is magnificent. You gave me chills all over the place, and I love you. Harry, you love her, I love you, through you and her, there was love.
Love.
This is a horrible love triangle that we are in with you.
Poor you.
But I love you. Heidi.
You know how to sing, there's no doubt about it. Every word that you sang really actually meant something. I really liked it.
Mel, she's the real deal. What do you think?
When the chorus hit and your voice really opened up and I could just see you just there with your voice, I was like, yes! That is a great singer. The control, the tone, everything. And you look like old Hollywood to me. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Howie, why didn't you start the voting?
Yes!
Mel B.
Great,
it's a yes. Thank you. Heidi. Definitely yes for me.
Emily West, four yeses. It goes for the next round. Congratulations. Now, Howard, I'm excited. That's amazing. It's amazing. Four yeses. Howard said that he's excited about you.
Oh, man, that never gets old, hearing that. It never gets old. I can't believe my life. It feels like a dream, you know? It's awesome.
Well, what's been the reaction after the show?
After I got off stage, or what my family thought, or my friends?
Yeah, kind of all of that. What's the last few days been like?
Oh, well, I woke up and I just felt like I went on like the most beautiful date of my life. It was like falling in love. It was like I woke up confused and then I started smiling and then I checked my Facebook and, you know, I had I have more Twitter followers now. I kind of feel like I'm a part of something again. I'm part of the game and, you know, I've been getting so many encouraging, you know, just remarks on it and just repost and post about it. And, you know, I have come a long way since, you know, I was on stage the last time and I believe in it more. It's more real to me this round. Cause it's been kind of a long road, but you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I've been really feeling encouraged by a lot of the people that have been posting on Facebook and as they were posting on Facebook, I had to like call my mom to see her reaction, like just to see how it really was, to see if I, you know, had the mom vote and everyone was crying and I was so happy, you know, it was good.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to follow your journey. I want to tell people that they can go to your Facebook page. It's Emily West. It'll be Emily West, and it'll be the musician Emily West, and you'll be able to find her. She has a lot of Facebook likes, like 17,000 and something. And so they can follow your journey, not only your journey as you continue with America's Got Talent, but also everything that you're doing that doesn't have to do with America's Got Talent, although it's probably going to be a big part of your life here in the, you know, as we go along in the near future. But after that, that's a really great way to stay up with you. And you sent a song over that we're going to play today, and people can actually get this on iTunes right now. It's called Made for Radio, which is perfect because we're on the radio, and the song is made for radio. And that's the song, Made for Radio. And it's
made for the radio.
Made for the radio. Did you want to give us a little introduction to the song?
Yeah. I wrote this song with some really great friends of mine. Jason Reeves, who is an amazing artist and songwriter. He writes a lot of Colby Calais stuff and produces a lot of that as well. And his wife, Nellie. We wrote this song when I was really sad, actually. I was really having a hard time with, you know, where I was going as far as music, because music, as much as I love it, it breaks my heart because, you know, it is essentially a business. And, you know, when I was signed to a record label and, you know, more of a country artist, I really just had to ask myself some hard questions and just kind of looking at the reality of things with where I'm going with my music and where I'm going with life. And it has a dirty word in it. So you might want to, you know, I don't know if you've listened to it, but you might want to edit it out. It's a very real song, and I don't really play around when I write music. I like to put it all on a page and then walk around happy after the war is over. But it was one point part of my little chapter to get to where I'm at, and it's called Made for the Radio.
All right, Made for the Radio. We're going to play that. Thank you, Emily, for coming on. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're really busy. We're going to stay up with everything that's going on with you, and we'll be behind you the whole way. If you need us to vote, we'll vote, and if you need us to social media, we will do that as well. So we will get the Emily fans all rallied behind you.
Oh, I appreciate this so much. Thank you.
No problem. Well, and I'll be right back. This is Made for the Radio by Emily West. Stay up with her on her Facebook page and follow her on her journey with America's Got Talent, and I'll be right back.
The whole world is falling apart. Feels like the wizard. One thing I love to sing for the trees and the birds and the bees and the light that shines inside of me. I count my change in this jar, sleep in my broken down car, question reality, can't help but. vacant black hole hearts, fucking the next star. 'Cause I won't go on stage, lit up on amphetamines, singing ripped off melodies while I fall apart. I'm a one woman show. I was in Maine for the radio. If I take my clothes off to dance, will you pay attention to me? If I'm mediocre and way out of tune, will I shine like a star or tramp in a bar like a freak show whored-out masterpiece? I don't sing my songs in 100-story buildings, dying men in business suits with vacant black hole hearts, fucking the next star. And I won't go on stage, lit up on amphetamines, singing ripped off melodies while I fall apart. I'm a one woman show. I was in Maine.
Show. We would like to thank our listeners, our guests, and of course our sponsor, Audible.com. We've included an easy one-click link to Audible.com where you can just go and browse and check out and see if catching up on your reading is right for you through an audiobook. The first book is free. Doesn't cost anything to check it out. So check it out. Get back with us. Let us know what you think. And be sure to also check out NorthwestPrime.com for this interview and other great interviews that we've had with numerous celebrities and other entertainers in the past. Thanks and have a great day.